Never!
Okay, so I owe $303,000 for student loans. The average interest rate is 6%. Interest that had accrued before COVID was already $26,000. So I'm going to go through things that I could buy for $300K instead of student loans. Okay, I could buy this Maserati for $309. That's pretty much breaking even. I could also get this Birkin bag. It's a little bit over at $325,000, but I could make it work. There's also this really intense shredder for $300K that you could be useful. I could also go on a yacht vacation for 2 weeks, coming in at roughly like €200K, and then I got to tip the staff, you know. I could also live in Indiana and have a nice 3-bedroom home instead of paying my loans. It also now costs $300K to raise a kid, so should I just have one instead of two? And a rhino horn costs $300K, which apparently cures cancer, so now I'm really screwed.
Silver!
In the 2 years that there's been a pause on the student loans, 99% of people did not give a payment at all. 99%, like, that is crazy to me, because now 99% of people are about to get a reality check of what it's going to be like having a student loan payment added to their monthly expenses starting in the fall, dude. So many people were betting that they were going to forgive their student loans. Like, I even made a video saying, like, don't rely on the government, pay off your student loans. And so many people were quick to be like, are you dumb? Why would I pay my student loans off if they're going to be forgiven? That's so dumb. The thing is, I took my own advice. I was in the 1% of the people that still continued to make payments to their student loans, and I actually paid mine off completely during the pause. You have 60 to 90 days to come up with a plan. Make sure you have a plan, because it's coming.
What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you can see in those TikToks, these women are in full-blown panic mode. Except the one woman who actually was smart about it and actually did pay her student loans during the pause. The overwhelming majority of women did not do so. And yet, those same women had no problems getting on the internet talking about how bad us men are. How if we don't make a certain amount of money, then they won't even look in our direction. But gentlemen, we all knew why those women kept saying a man needs to make X amount of dollars. Why? Because they wanted those men to come in and pay off their debts. Oh no, ladies. Oh no. Now I'm going to go more into that after I finish with this article that was published on the 31st of August. Ladies, this article is going to give you a choice. Either you're going to choose between Uncle Earl or Nasty Nate. And a lot of you women, yeah, Nasty Nate is coming to town, because you're going to be in a bind. Oh, this is lovely. This is self-inflicted suffering. Student loan interest resumes Friday, and that would have been the 1st of September. And payments restart in October. Ladies, you're done. A lot of women are going to be absolutely done. Think about it, gentlemen. Let's go ahead and put the other things on the table. Inflation kicking their ass. Housing costs have went up, kicking their ass. Car payments have went up, kicking their ass. And now you have student loan repayment. These modern women are done. For the first time in more than 3 years, the federal student loan borrower will be required to pay their monthly student loan bills starting in October. Keyword, ladies, required. This is not optional. You're going to pay that money. The pandemic related pause, which went into effect in March of 2020, provided relief to nearly 44 million borrowers by freezing their accounts. After several extensions by both the Trump and Biden administrations, the pause will finally expire this fall after Congress prohibited the president from extending it another time, i.e., those cans that got kicked down the road, there's no more kicking them. Restarting payments all at once for so many borrowers will be an unprecedented task. Here's what borrowers need to know. Got a massive list, but I'm going to hit just a few of these bullet points. When does the interest resume? Interest will start accruing again on September 1st after rates were effectively set to 0% since March of 2020 for federal student loans. Now, interest rates, which are fixed and vary by loan, will return to the same rate that they were before the freeze. Ooh, that's going to be very nasty for a lot of people. Yep, if you had a 12% interest rate, guess what? You about to get knocked down with that interest rate once again. When do payments restart? For most borrowers, the first payment will be due sometime in October, but not everyone has the exact same due date. I.e., gentlemen, that is when the lids will be blown off. That's when the floodgates will open. Yep, bargain basement box. Yeah, the price of poon will extremely plummet. Borrowers can expect to receive their bill listing their payment amount and due date at least 21 days beforehand. Will my payments be the same as they were before the pause? Generally, borrowers can expect their monthly payment to be the same as it was before the pandemic pause. Unless a borrower made optional payments or other charges to their account, consolidating their loans, federal student loans were essentially frozen in time. What happens if I don't pay my student loan bill? Because interest rates will start accruing on September 1st, not making a payment will result in a borrower owing more on their student loans over time. In my humble opinion, just my opinion, student loans should be treated the same as child support. Yeah. You can't pay your student loans? Guess what? First things first, we're going to take your license. Then we're going to take your passport. And guess what? Ultimately, in my humble opinion, jail should occur. But we know that this is not going to happen. Why? Because student loans affect mostly women, as opposed to child support, which affects mostly men. But equality, ladies, equality. What happened to Biden's student loan forgiveness program? In June, the Supreme Court struck down Biden's student loan forgiveness program, blocking millions of low and middle income borrowers from receiving up to $20,000 in federal student debt relief. Now, of course, you had so many people make videos and TikToks talking about how bad the Supreme Court was for not allowing Biden to wipe away their debt, which Biden never had the power to do in the first place. You talk about a massive campaign of smoke and mirrors that so many normies fell for. That means payments will resume without this particular student loan forgiveness in place. The Biden administration is currently pursuing another pathway to provide some student debt relief, but it's not clear who would be eligible or how much debt would be canceled. Let's go ahead and put this pipe dream away. Ladies, you're not getting out of this debt. It's not going to happen. This pathway requires the Department of Education to undertake a formal rulemaking process, which typically takes months or even years and could still face legal challenges. Are there other ways to get student loan forgiveness? I'm just going to answer no, but here's what they have to say. The Biden administration has made it easier for many borrowers to seek federal student debt forgiveness from several existing debt cancellation programs, even though we know that the vast majority of these quote unquote debt cancellations will be predatory in nature. Altogether, providing roughly $116 billion in loan discharges for more than 3.4 million people through August. That's about all I'm going to read from this article. However, so many women are going to be in a serious bind. Oh, ladies, get ready. Get ready. You know why? Because so many women are going to be slanging that box like no tomorrow. I'm seeing it. All you got to do, gentlemen, is really look. There are more and more women going to the streets, literally. Mm-hmm. I've been getting a few texts from this particular mama sign from the massage parlor that I go to. Yeah, more and more college linglings are getting into the game. And yeah, yep, more and more women are going to be entering survival mode, which, gentlemen, we know with survival mode comes desperation. You, my good men, you have to be careful in these streets. Now, here's where I give some friendly advice. If you're going to move in this particular way, first and foremost, do not sell a woman a dream. Let her know exactly what this is. This is a business transaction, nothing more, nothing less. Two, do not bring her to your place. Period. Do not go to her place. Period. If you find a woman that you're interested in, vet her. Meet publicly first. And if she's down, have a hotel. And if she flakes, guess what? You've given yourself a nice little rest, a vacation, a mini vacation, if you will. Three, do not forget your protection. That's right. As we all know, look at Houston. Houston's burning. A lot of these women out here are burning. A lot of these normie women out here, they have rotten crotch. Why? because I know I'm gonna get some heat for this, but guess what? This is my personal stance. The actual professional has more reason to keep herself checked. The average woman, the normie, she does not. She will hide the fact that she's burning. Burn you, and then say that you burned her. Far too many men have fallen victim to that. Mm-hmm. And relationship status. Trust and believe, gentlemen, there are going to be a lot of women in relationships who are going to be out there slanging that thing. If it's just fun, make sure it's just fun, nothing more, nothing less. Recreational use only, but still be careful. But yeah, things are about to go completely and totally off the rails starting in October, which one has to think. One has to really go back and think. All of these laws about, you know, loitering and potentially the sex workers, the professionals, how they decriminalize that. One must think, are these dots being connected the right way? Did the government actually knew about all of this? Points to ponder. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out here, all you strong college-educated women, understand this. The power you thought you had by being quote-unquote edumacated is gone out. Feminism and the idea that going to college was going to make you quote-unquote so much better than the average man, that thought process has now gone out right along with it. Because trust and believe, all these women out here, yeah, 50-50, you're going to wish you found a man who's willing to go with that with you. But as we all know, the vast majority of us men are not even looking for any sort of companionship. Yeah, you've priced yourself completely out of the market, and no one's coming to save you. But hey, you always can cut a deal with Uncle Earl or Nasty Nate. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.